When was the last time you ordered a portrait in bronze for someone close to you? We'll step back in time to the 10th century when a South Indian ruler had a sculpture made of his mother. Her name was Sembiyan Mahadevi of the Chola dynasty, and she was a queen, a rare situation in a time and culture that was more often dominated by men. Now, it might seem kind of bold for a son to have his mother sculpted topless, but it's worth noting that during ancient and medieval times, Indian poets didn't really focus on clothes. They did describe bodies and the jewelry of heroes and heroines, but clothes weren't a big deal. So the visual art of the time was similar. Here's Mom, graceful, strong, and topless. Now, having said that, a sculpture like this would have been draped in jewels, silks, and flowers a lot of the time, and especially when it was displayed annually on the queen's birthday. The sculpture also plays with the question of whether Queen Sembiyan is human or really a goddess. One hint is that the figure resembles the beautiful and ageless goddess Uma, the wife of the well-known god Shiva. And at one time, the figure's hand held a lotus. It's gone now, went missing over the years, but a lotus is the symbol of the goddess Uma's purity. So, is this the goddess Uma? Another clue can be found in the shape of the figure's shoulders. Divinities are often portrayed with straight shoulders. Look to your left and right at the images of Shiva, straight shoulders there. In this sculpture of the queen, they slope in comparison. Her shoulders look distinctly human. Lotus in hand, queenly shoulders. So is it goddess, queen, or both? You decide.